Hi, name is Matthew Quinn, director of photography for Two for One.
Which is in its final day of principal shooting, if I understand correctly.
We are in our last day of shooting here in Buffalo, New York. We do travel to Los Angeles for one day, couple of scenes, mainly because of actor availability, and to get some of our Buffalo-based crew that experience out in Los Angeles.
Now, this is a film where the shooting in Buffalo is set in Buffalo.
That's true, except we are shooting a lot of scenes here in Buffalo to take place in New York City. As a matter of fact, we just wrapped up 3 days in a location, a beautiful, beautiful apartment that is to serve as kind of like a swanky New York City loft space apartment. And that's one of the things that Buffalo has a lot of. Loft space, it could fit for Tribeca, Brooklyn, you know, a lot of that. So that's one of the pluses that we have going for us here in Buffalo.
Some people might find that ironic, that a big metropolitan, cosmopolitan city like New York, you have plenty of places to shoot there, but yet Buffalo is where you can get that done.
We have fire escapes, we have brick buildings, we have graffiti, we have cobblestone streets, we have traffic, we have highways. So yes, actually, you can make Buffalo feel like anywhere you want. Actually, we can have Buffalo feel like the country. Last summer, we had an Italian-based film crew come here, and I helped support that. And they were filming a story supposed to take place in Italy, filming here in Buffalo. It's weird that they came from Italy to film in Buffalo to take place in Italy, but it was true. They went out to the countryside, had some farmland, and there you go. We're 10 minutes away, and they got that location.
Now, you're a Buffalo guy, and my understanding is you've known John Abrahams, the star of this movie, for many, many years, and
That's right.
Of you have frequented Buffalo, and when it came time to do this, there was no question. Buffalo would be, it'd be shot here.
Well, I've known John Abrahams for going on 30 years. I was born in Buffalo. My family moved us to New York City, to Lower Manhattan, Tribeca, in 1986, where I met John Abrahams in the fourth grade. We became very close friends in a very short amount of time, and we became lifelong friends. And yes, throughout that time, I moved to Boston, I moved back to Buffalo, I moved back to New York, I moved to Los Angeles for a little while. And, you know, when it came time to work on this film, because the tax credit was there, because John was proud of me on my previous pictures that I had been shooting here in Buffalo, and I had been on set with him for many films, including Meet the Parents, Outside Providence, lots of projects. He would bring me in, fly me out to spend some time with him on his sets and his projects. And when it came time to do this one, we had the motivation, we had the passion, and we also had a couple of really amazing, fantastic people that believed in us financially and saw the benefit of doing this here in Buffalo. And that's how it kind of started.
The big blockbuster Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2 seemed to get most of the press and the accolades from City Hall.
Yep.
The smaller independent films have really been kind of a bread and butter for the local industry.
I'm happy you brought that up because it's an interesting thing when you talk about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. There have been many films that have been shot in Buffalo, bigger films that people may recognize, like The Natural, like Buffalo 66, to name a couple. However, you don't hear about a lot of big-budget films coming up to Buffalo to do their entire production. It was great that the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles came here for the 14 days they were here, and I believe they managed to spend about $7 million out of their $60 million budget, which was, you know, great for us, but I think that we can do better. And I think that the reason that they came up here is that they were kind of testing the waters. But, you know, to be able to do a full-on production, you know, six-month production on a major $60 million Hollywood picture, they would need to have the support of the local film crew base. But the issue was is that the local film crew base here is not all in the union. We don't have enough union members. It's great that you mentioned the smaller independent movie budgets because a lot of those movies are being sought after. They're being looked out for. We're trying to bring them in. We create them ourselves, the producers that we have here. I've produced three films here in Buffalo where we've went out, got a couple $100,000 and made the picture. My friends at ND Studios are in the same situation. They usually average between $200,000 to $600,000 pictures, and those are the bread and butter for us right now. But what we've done is create the projects ourselves, and in doing so, we're creating lots of work, which in my mind justifies more members in the union. The thing before was you can't get people in the union if there's not enough work, and you can't get enough work if you're not in the union. Since we have created a lot of these pictures, since we have created jobs, and since we have put in hours, we put in months and months and countless hours on set, I think that it's fair to get some of these guys in the union, which will in turn attract the big productions and will attract the big TV shows. And I think that that is the next step. That is what we are looking for. We are looking for a film, a company, multiple companies to come in here and believe in Buffalo. And that won't only benefit the local people that are here now, but what it will do is it will expose a lot of other professionals that are working in Los Angeles, New York, Chicago, Miami, wherever you want to bring your crew in from. They come here, they live here for months, they love it, they eat in our restaurants, they stay in our hotels, and you know what? A lot of them may end up wanting to live here themselves. If you get a big TV show to come up here, that's a big commitment for a lot of these professionals. That means they have to come up here and get a house. They got to put their kids in school. They got to think about where they're going to spend their time, their downtime. That means that they're going to be making a bigger commitment, and that means that our city will get bigger and fill up, hopefully, with the type of people we want here, which are creative, passionate, professional people that are making decent salaries.
And you hit on an interesting point there about how they would relocate here and perhaps choose to settle in the area, because you see that in other industries. Mm-hmm. Professional athletes may come to Buffalo for work and then decide they like the region and want mm-hmm. to raise their families here.
Correct. Happens all the time.
Is this region, do you think this region is ready to have a full around-the-year production studio?
Not yet, because we're missing a couple of key elements, like a really humongous soundstage, for example, that some of these places need, but we have the space. We have the warehouses, we have the armories, we have the big box spaces that can be developed into that. I think that's the next thing that, you know, these people are kind of looking for. I just want to add on to that, you know, you mentioned a couple of the, you know, the sports thing. Another one is, you know, doctors. We've got a huge medical corridor here now blowing up. We've got downtown development. We've got waterfront development happening. This brings in the type of people that come in and buy homes. They're doctors, they're lawyers, they're business people, they're bankers. And that's what Buffalo has been focusing on. And I think that the mayor and our leadership here has been looking at this film thing and saying, yeah, you're right, that is another big industry. We want those big-time producers living here or staying in our hotels.